clock that's in the exhibition upstairs that's come out of it.
There was a weighbridge
and the brickworks.
Oh, there was a weighbridge, aye. That clock, as you're talking about, that was a modern.
Uh-huh.
But the old bridge was like this here, so it was a flat affair.
Uh-huh.
That they, with a gate here and a gate at the other end, we drove them in individually.
Uh-huh.
The cattle that was. And they were weighed on a, there was a terabar scales, more or less, and that's where they're weighed. Mm-hmm. And once the old boy, old Willie McGugan, once he got the weights, he had a wee pen, mm-hmm. and he tapped them on it, more or less, and he opened the gate and let them out, that was the weight.
Right.
But then, in present day, was the big clock scale.
Right.
Where they were down to the clock scale, and then the cattle dealers and what have you were right round the ring, the auction ring. And you just looked up.
Well, they want to keep a close eye on that, because that would be how fit the beast was, or how quality the beast was.
Aye. I mean, well, your eye was a judge.
They were experts. His father was an expert. He used to take me to all the different fairs all around the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
He had to work for his grandfather. And I had the pleasure of going with his father. We would have went to all the different fairs, Curray, Derry.
In a skillet, aye.
And all, and he knew cattle. But, everybody respected him all over Northern Ireland.
He was a good judge of a beast.
That's the thing that we're hearing most is that, you know, it wasn't just a market, it was a community.
Oh, yeah, it was a community.